Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to be with you today. I am sadly not with my bride, so I've got to do all the work by myself, although I guess it's only fair because she did an awesome one. We got a ton of good feedback on, so if you haven't checked it out, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. She did one on what it's like working with your spouse. She had actually... What had happened? She scheduled the wrong time and I had a conflict, so she had to do it. And anyway, I was doing something different, but I did not, I didn't see it, but I got lots of feedback that it was awesome. DJ, screw you. He gave me the big boo. Joe Lou says, what's up? Good to see you, buddy. Good to see all of you guys. Let's jump in. I'm really excited about today's topic. We're going to go with the top five killers for your cleaning business and how to avoid them. Hey, Kim Johnson, good to have you. We get the good folks in today. It's going to be a party. Denise from New Jersey, good to have you. So the big thing what I do in this life. And Jason says she did great. So Jason says she did great. She did great. What am I going to tell you? Go check that out. I forget the exact title. I'll see if Natalie, I think she's moderating. She might be able to put in the title or give you guys a link to get there. It was awesome. Hey, Bunny, good to have you. But if you work or want to work with your spouse, I am a huge pain in the neck. And she works with me and makes it through every day and does an amazing job. So she is an absolute expert on the subject. So today we're going to talk about the big killers for your cleaning business. Having spent 20 years making lots and lots of dumb and a very expensive mistake that costs time and money and frustration and dead brain cells, my favorite thing in life to do is help you guys, owners of cleaning companies, clean less, make more, systematize, get you out of the business and let you flex your entrepreneurial muscles and build the business that you want. So today we're going to talk about the five things that will absolutely stop you in your tracks and crush it. Hey, Brady, good to have you. So number one, and again, the thing is, these can really just not just cost you time, but frustration. And I got to tell you, that is typically what I find is the biggest killer of cleaning businesses is that burnout or that frustration, or that giving up or that I don't want to do this anymore, right? Again, I keep talking about my favorite things is helping owners that maybe don't love their cleaning business anymore. They're burnt out and they're frustrated and they wonder why they should do this or if they should sell. And it's just, they're in a bad place. And oftentimes that comes because they've got these killers going on. So we're going to talk about how to avoid them so you don't get to that bad place of hating your business, but you stay loving it. Orlando in the house from Mail Maids of Texas. Good to have you. All right. So killer number one, this is my least favorite thing. If you're writing stuff down, write this down. And Natalie put in the chat for those of you guys that are live, the link, I'll try and see if she can put it on in, the YouTube and podcast for all of you guys listening those ways. So, killer number one, I don't have X, so I can't succeed. If you're writing stuff down, write that down and then put a big sad face by it. I don't have X, so I can't succeed. So frustrating when I talk to people who say, I don't have any money, so I can't get started. I don't have contacts. I don't have an education. I don't have this equipment or that equipment, or the big company in my town gets all the work, or in my city. There's nobody wants to work in my city. So if I can't get, or I don't have X, I can't succeed. We've got to eliminate that immediately. That is absolutely going to kill you. If you are willing to let a couple $1,000, a couple bits of education, whatever that excuse is. And again, if you're not committed to doing the work and getting the results, one excuse is as good as another. So we have to kill that I don't have blank, so I'm gonna fail mindset and get into whatever it takes. It's legal, ethical, and moral. That's what I'm gonna do. And that's the winning strategy. So we talk about the three C's. So what we're going to replace, I don't have X, so I can't succeed, with the three C's: get clear, get committed, and choose to believe what you need to believe. So clarity is huge. And it's so frustrating sometimes because I'll talk to you guys on breakthrough calls where I try and help you get clear on where you're at, where you want to be, and come up with a plan. And a lot of times people aren't willing or able to get clear on what they want. They don't know where they want to go. And my coaching at that point is, you got to get clear on what you want before I can help you get there. And they go, okay, but what should I do next? And I go, I told you to get clear. It's a really frustrating conversation when people are like, enough of the woo-woo, you know, mindset stuff. Just tell me what I need to do. And it's frustrating because, like, well, I don't know what you need to do. If I'm a travel agent, you don't know if you're going across the country or to your next door neighbors. I can't tell you if a plane or a car or a train or walking is the best way, or a bike is the best way to go. So first and foremost, you've got to get clear. A lot of people want to skip that and just get to work. That's how who I am, right? I'm the A type, just like go, 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 fast start, which can be really good. It can really serve us, but you've got to be clear on the destination. So don't try and skip that. If that's not who you are, natural to you, you've got to get clear. And that lack of clarity will absolutely lead you to, well, I don't have this. Excuses of I don't have this, so I quit or I can't succeed. Number two is get committed. I tell everybody on every call I ever do before I accept them as a client, I have no magic beans. There are no, just give me a bunch of money and I can, you know, give you my magic beans and you'll eat them or plant them or do whatever you do with magic beans and everything will be great. It doesn't exist. Anyone that sells you that is either smarter than me or you should probably beware. I'm going to go with the latter, but they could be smarter than me, but you should probably still beware nevertheless. So get committed. We can make things simple, but we cannot make them easy. So that clarity will help you get committed or not, right? So I was talking to a guy the other day. He's like, he was talking about getting out of cleaning and growing. And I said, how important is it for you to grow? He goes, not really. I like cleaning and I'm happy with my business and it'd be nice to grow, but it's not really that important. So he was, which is great, that clarity was helpful to him, but he was not committed to do what it took to grow, which is totally fine. We just don't want him being frustrated that he's not growing when that's not really what he wants. So without the clarity, we can't have the commitment. So that's why we get clear first, we get committed second. And the third thing is choose the beliefs that you're going to need to get the result that you want. So instead of, you got to replace, I don't have $5,000, so I can't start a cleaning company with, I need $5,000 to start my cleaning company, how am I going to get it? What do I have to do, right? Or I don't have the education that my competitors have, so I can't succeed. Replace that with, what education do I need to arm myself with to be able to succeed? So we remove the, I don't have X, therefore I can't get Y, and we replace it with, what beliefs would I need to have to get the goal that I'm clear on and I'm all in committed? So get clear, get committed, and then choose to believe what you need to believe, as opposed to the song of the constant failure, which is, I choose to believe that it's not my fault, right? It's my competitor's fault. It's my employee's fault. It's my business partner's fault. It's my parents' fault. It's my whatever, 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 blah, blah, blah. And Laura says, bummer. I thought it was a good looking host again. Yeah. Anyone looking for Natalie, you're going to be sorely disappointed on the look side. I got a scruff. It just, as dudes go, I'm all right. But compared to my bride, it's not even close. So sorry to all of you tuning in for the lovely Natalie, not here. So I'll try and get her on next time. But she's not. So you're stuck with me. And if you want to grow your cleaning company, you're in the right spot. If you want to grow your cleaning company for someone that's good looking, sorry, I don't know what to tell you. You might be in the wrong spot. All right. Killer number two is bad information. The only worse thing than no information is bad information or misinformation, or even sometimes too much information can kill you, right? I've got 7,000 things to do, but I don't know which are the right, which are the wrong, and which need to be done now, which need to be done later. So that too much information or bad information can kill you. The way to get over that, to get through that, the winning strategy to implement is to go on an information diet. Be intentional about what you need to believe to make this work, and stop listening to anyone that hasn't done this. Done what you want to do, or ideally done it several times. So my least favorite thing is, breaks my heart when I get people that, you know, why aren't you, you know, they desperately want to grow. I'm like, why aren't you advertising? Well, I heard a guy that marketed once and he lost all his money. So I quit. Or, you know, why aren't you hiring? Well, I had a business mentor that told me that, you know, you could hire and employees will steal from you. And you go, well, how many multimillion dollar businesses did that guy start? Oh, well, nothing. Well, then why is he a business mentor? Right. So we've got to make sure that you are eliminating bad information or unqualified information. And this is what's terrible. We have a 7,000 member Facebook group. Natalie can put the link up there if you want. It's a fine group. The problem is, no offense to those of you in the bad category, some of those people in there are very, very bright individuals that want to help you. And there's a lot of value for what they have to say. Some of them are not so bright individuals, and some don't want to help you. The problem is you can't tell who's who. So even with our amazing Facebook group of 7,000 people, you really got to discern who knows what they're talking about and who has your best interest at heart and who doesn't. So you have to be going to information diet, be very intentional about what information you're going to let into your brain. And the criteria I use is the person that you're listening to or not either has or has not gotten the result that you want, ideally repeatedly, right? Nothing drives me nuts at the gym when there's these big fat trainers trying to tell people how to get in shape. And I'm a little chubby, so I'm not judging. I'm just saying I'm not a trainer, right? If you ask me to help you lose weight, I'm not your dude. I'd go say, go find a skinny person to help you with that. So you want to make sure that before you, and guess what? Just like, that's a perfect example I was talking about. Just like I would be qualified to help you grow a cleaning company, I wouldn't be qualified to help you lose belly fat. I might ask you for help with that. And if you wanted my advice on parenting, you might want to take a look at my two boys and see how they were raised before you did that. So, number two is you've got to make sure that we're killing all bad information. Not that we don't want enough information. We want to go into a focused information diet where we're only taking information that's going to help us from people that have our best interest at heart and people that have proven they know what they're talking about over and over and over again, right? I've actually run a successful cleaning business. We tripled it in the first 2.5 years, and I've built several multi-million dollar businesses and sold the last two for 7 figures. And I don't say that to brag. I just want to make sure for all the astute people out there listening going, well, wait a second, you're telling me only listen to the people that have done what I want to do. How do I know you know? So there was my quick credential, and I've got a book. I'm a freaking genius. Why is this business so hard? Great starting point. Nato, if you want to put the Amazon link in there, that'd be great. So just to sum up, number one, I don't have X, so I can't succeed. We've got to get clear, get committed, and choose to believe what you need to believe to get the result that you want. Winning strategy number two to save you from the bad information is go on an information diet. Be very intentional about who you let pour into you mentally, and stop listening to anyone that hasn't done what you want to do or isn't getting the results that you want to get, and start listening to people that have gotten the results and are getting the results that you want. Ideally, they've done it over and over again. Okay, number three, this is a big one. So some of those, the first two have been kind of a little bit heady in terms of like just mental and not like tactical. We're going to get some tactical. Number three, killer, not just in cleaning business, but any business, not understanding your numbers or understanding the difference between cash flow and profit. So many, the biggest thing I want to just throttle owners of cleaning companies, sorry guys, love you, is when they say stuff like, my accountant handles that. I'll go, what was your revenue last month? I don't know, my accountant handles that. What? You out of your mind? Could you imagine if you had a W-2 job and you made $68,000 a year and I said, what's your income? You go, I don't know, my accountant handles that. That is crazy. Or sometimes your job paid you and sometimes it didn't. And you're just like, I don't know, someone else handles that. Payroll handles that. Crazy. You have to know, and I'm not saying you have to know every number by heart, but we do not outsource profitability to our accountant. And trust me, I've coached a lot of people that have terrible accountants that are not doing them any favors. So you don't have to know everything. You don't need a CPA's license. You don't need a degree in accounting. You don't need any of that stuff. If you can add and subtract and have a little bit of common sense, you can manage your numbers. So you absolutely have to know cash flows versus profit. So the strategy we're going to do that is the who, what, when, where, kind of like the I don't know if they taught you that like they did me in public school, like a newspaper reporting. Where you get the data? You need to know where to get your data. You need how to easily track it, why that data is important, when to review it, and what to do with the data. So those are the easy ones that you're going to do, and I'll kind of give you a little bit. So where you're going to get the data is cash in, cash out, right? So we always want to make sure when we're writing checks or debits, we track that, and of course, money coming in and debits. How to track that? You know, use some software. It drives me nuts when I hear people like, I have QuickBooks, but it's not updated, or I don't do anything with it. We've got to track it, and again, it shouldn't take more than. I mean, it really depends on the size of your business, but if you get big enough where it takes a lot of time, pay an accountant part-time, you know, to spend 10 hours a week on your business. But if you're not to that level and you're a smaller company, it should only take 3 or 4 or 5 hours a month, right? So the tracking is not that big of a deal, but you want to have systems and processes on knowing what to track, how to track it, where to get the data, when to review it, and what to do with that data. TJ says yellow pad because he knows I'm going to freak out and go crazy. So I'm going to breathe through it, TJ, with this yellow pad. So understanding your data, and more specifically cash flow versus, and Natalie put up the link to my book, I'm a Freaky Genius, Why Is This Business So Hard? If you love it, give me a good review on Amazon. If you hate it, send me a nasty email telling me I suck. Actually, don't do that. That'll hurt my feelings. just tell me, send me an email saying I'm awesome, but the book wasn't your favorite. Then I can live with that. Brandy says I needed this. My joy is leaving. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry your joy is leaving, Brandy. I can't wait to help you. I'm glad you're getting value here. Which, you know what? That leads us nicely into the next killer, which is burnout. That is it breaks my heart to hear folks, because I don't know about you, but I feel like these businesses, no disrespect to my sons, Caleb and Christian, but I feel like this is my baby, my business, right? Actually, my real babies grow up and don't need me anymore. But my businesses, I feel like they need me. And there's nothing worse when your baby turns into a tyrant and it's constantly demanding your time, your money, your attention from your spouse, and you're at dinner and it's constantly on the phone. And even when you're there physically, mentally, you're gone because this business has fully taken control. And that is exactly what's gonna do burnout. So the winning strategy on that, how we're going to overcome that, is do what you were born to do and don't focus on what's on fire or what they tell you need to do. And if you're committed to growing your cleaning company, committed to growing your cleaning business, you have no business cleaning. So we really want to make sure, so many of us get into the cleaning business because we want to build something. We want to serve people. We want to provide jobs. We want to provide financial security, time, freedom for ourselves and our families. And we end up cleaning toilets, or we end up being a collection agency, chasing our customers for money, or we end up doing the things that that need to be doing. But you're welcome, Kat. But we don't do the things that we were born to do. So really, you know, when I sold all my brick and mortar businesses, the reason we work so hard, Natalie and I doing this, and Carl and Jake and all the people on our team, Christy, our VA, is because we just desperately want to free you guys from the drudgery and into your genius. There's so many of you guys and gals out there, man, and everybody's lighting up on the comments. So it sounds like we're in the right place at the right time. That are just sucking the energy at your cleaning, you're cleaning rags, you know, you're doing your own rags, you're picking up or dropping off employees or supplies or delivering keys or collecting money or doing all this tedious work. That's all going to burn you out. And maybe because part of the reason I serve this community, this cleaning nation, you guys, is you're some of the hardest working, best human beings in the world. But the problem is because you're so committed, you'll do crazy things that you shouldn't be doing because you love your business. So I really want to encourage you to let the systems run your business and you run the systems. We really want you guys and gals out there to flex your entrepreneurial muscles to create systems and processes that do the work. And then you watch the system so you can be freed up to spend time with your family and to work on your business as opposed to in it. So the way to avoid burnout is to make sure you're doing what you love to do, right? We got into this business because we want the time and money freedom. And then we find out we're just cleaning toilets or rags or just doing $10 an hour work that we hate. That's a great way to get burned out and never reach your ultimate goal. And again, if the cool thing is, if you're like, well, how do I do that? Well, we can't go back to killer number one. I don't have X, so I can't succeed, right? I don't have systems, so I can't succeed. Find a mentor, find someone that knows what they're doing, that's done this, and have them show you. If they need you to pay them, pay them. If whatever they need, as long as it's legal, ethical, and moral, find the mentor that can help you. Be committed to getting the systems and processes you need. Yeah, follow in the footsteps of folks that have done it, made the mistakes. Anna says, my husband and I are never home for dinner or kids' sporting events because one of us is cleaning. Anna, I got to tell you, sister, you and your husband are exactly why I got into this business, is to help you spend time with your kids. Because I've got two boys. Caleb's 20 now, and at the time of this recording, and there's a lot of times I didn't get to spend, or I chose not to spend as much time with him as I should have because I was with the company. And my little guy, Christian, who's 3 right now, we have made a concerted effort of the way that we set up our business to have me doing the things that I love doing. And God put me on this earth to do, helping you guys, not doing the menial stuff or the day-to-day stuff that's going to suck the energy out of me. So I promise you the answer to that burnout is to make sure that you're spending the bulk of your time in things that give you energy and don't suck energy from you. So you can work, not saying you have to work a 12-hour day every day, but when you do work a 12-hour day, you come back having more energy than you left with. And you can turn that off. And I'll tell you, the working in your business, the cleaning and the doing work that has to be done again over and over and over again, that's in, that never ends, and you'll never be able to take a vacation. The working on your business, creating systems and processes and culture, those are things that you can set down for a week, go on vacation, because no one's depending on you to do anything. The business keeps running, and then when you come back, you can start right back at it again. So that's number 4 way to get rid of burnout. Number 5, which kind of, these all tie together, hopefully you're seeing these all tie together, is lack of a proven system. You can do what I did, which is I took 20 years just bumbling around the dark, trial and error, throw money at this, see if it works, didn't work, throw more money at this, didn't work. And it's not just the money, which hurt, I'll be honest with you, it's the time, right? You try something, you do a whole year, and you're like, man, I tried so much stuff, I spent so much time and money, and we didn't grow at all, or we just grew that 5 or 10%, and it was kind of by hard work, and I don't know how to scale it, or how to repeat it, or how to do it again, or how to do it on purpose. So all of that can be fixed with systems. And the winning strategy for that is you can't just find the system. You actually need a system to implement the system. So many people are like, just give me a system. Just give me a system. Well, I got to tell you, if there was the ultimate system for running your cleaning company or any company, it would just be a book, right? I would have written it down in my book and that would be a bestseller. You guys would just read it and everything would be better. But that's the magic beans thing again, right? The easy part is the systems. Knowing what to do is not that hard. The difficult part of systems is implementing the system. That's where you need a system really to transform you as the ownership first. And then that transformation in you and your mind and your heart and who you are and what you have to bring to the table transforms your business. But the trick is you have to have systems to implement your systems, right? Implementing the systems is the hard part. Just having the systems is the tricky part. I'll let you know, we've worked desperately trying to help you guys. We've done it lots of different ways. We were super, super expensive, tens of thousands of dollars, which we had to turn away a lot of people that needed the help. And then we did it much cheaper where there wasn't as much support, but we just gave the information. And we found if it's just the information, you can only get so far. So you really need a system over time to implement your systems and reasonable expectations of what you can and can't do. Michael Leah says she can't take a vacation. I'm so sorry, Michael Leah. You know what? I'm going to tell you what to do next because you guys are breaking my heart and I desperately want to help you. And that's why we're here. If you are committed to, Brandy says he has a podcast for that. We do have a podcast for that. If you are committed to getting out of your business and to having these systems and to not getting burnt out and falling in love with your business again and knowing exactly what you're supposed to do and losing all the excuses of I can't X because of Y, take action now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I've created a free online training, on-demand online training. That's the best of the five steps that we need. It's a little longer and a little more in depth than I can do on a podcast or a video like this, which is live. So go to Grow My Cleaning Company, sign up for the free on-demand training to get started. We're going to tell you exactly the steps that you need to take and tell you exactly what to do next to get committed. So Mike Lee, if that's you, go do that right now so we can get you on a vacation. We help owners of companies that are kind of at the beginning stages all the way up to millions and millions of dollars of revenue. And I got to tell you, the favorite problem I help folks solve is going from cleaner to owner and going from, we've had Craig and Stephanie and who was it I just talked to? Was it John Brian Cow? Guys and gals that haven't been able to take vacations, my favorite thing is to have them call me or through our process be able to take days or weeks off and not just go where it's before, like where they were working for somewhere else and it was stressful, but actually be able to like, I didn't take any calls. I didn't do any emails. I spent time with my family and I'm out of cleaning forever. So that can be yours. These are the five ways you're going to do it. I'm just going to review them real quick and we're going to call it a day. Get rid of that mindset of I don't have this, so I can't succeed, and change, get clear on what you want, be committed to what you want, and then choose what you need to believe to get those results. Number two, get the information that you need, be intentional about who you allow to speak into you, and make sure that they've done what you want to do and are getting the results consistently that you want to get, ideally not only for themselves, but repeatedly, and ideally for other people that they've done over and over again. Number three, make sure that you understand your numbers, cash flow versus profit, that is huge. Number four, stay away from the things that are gonna suck the life out of you and burn you out, and focus your time and energy on the things that give you energy and that you were put on this earth to do. And number five, find a proven system. And if you think we can help you, I'd love to tell you what that looks like and show you how we systematize the ability to put all these systems into your business. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the free online masterclass right now. It's super spectacular. I'll see you there. You guys are the best. Sorry, I'm a little low energy. I'm sad I didn't have my paramour Natalie here. So we'll try and get her on next time. We'll give the people what they want. But hopefully you guys had that. Please, please, please give us feedback on what you like, what you don't like, so we can give you more of what you like and give you guys the value that you need. So thanks, guys. You're amazing. We'll see you next time. Assuming I can figure out how to shut this, which I can't, because there it is, finished. See you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.